Our scripture reading comes to us this day from Psalm 116, beginning with verse 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. The word of God for us, the people of God. Well, today we begin a new sermon series, Embrace Joy and Live Stewardship. And as I was reflecting on this series, this is our fifth stewardship series. Pastor Jen and I have preached here at Ocala West. The first 4 years, we preached for 4 weeks on a series. And as we reflected on that time, we began to wonder, what if we did things a little bit shorter? Do we need to go 4 weeks on this? So we're experimenting this year. Next year is Celebration Sunday. It's coming very quickly. Thank you. Next week. It's coming next year too, but next week is Celebration Sunday. It's coming very quickly. And so we're focusing in on the teachings of Scripture, and especially the Psalm this day, with that beautiful question, how may I repay the Lord for the goodness he has given to me? And we think about all the goodness that God pours into our lives each and every day. One of the great traditions within the Christian church was for saints to just take time to sit down and in a day just begin to record every single thing, every good thing that God has given to them, every blessing that they have. And it is amazing how many pages can be filled of things that we take for granted every single day, but that is by the goodness of God that we have. And so we think here this Sunday especially about how we can embrace thanksgiving and gratitude and joy for all the good things that God gives us and the ways that God blesses us. And so recently we went and we spoke actually with some of the children and the youth here at Ocala West, and we asked them this question: what brings you joy here at Ocala West? And this is some of what they had to say.
I like to do color,
learning about God. One of my favorite things to do is music.
Be around my friends, learn about Jesus.
Seeing new faces, because when new people come in and they don't really know about our religion, and they have God like comfort them, especially when we have people with issues going on at home, it helps them have joy, so it helps them at home.
All the programs on Wednesday night, seeing the kids so happy and eager to learn about Jesus, and youth group on Thursday nights, having the youth be so ready and excited to be with their friends and learn about God. It just brings me a lot of joy. So
it was interesting as we listened to the responses that they were giving. Some of the words that kept coming up again and again were God and Jesus. That was there because that's so part of their experience, especially on Wednesday night and throughout the week, is this teaching about who God is and God's amazing love for us in Christ Jesus. And it's interesting, I've grown up in the church almost all of my life, and I have heard this message, and I know the story of God and God sending his love in Jesus, and yet for some of the children now growing up in our communities, this is a new story. The young man who was speaking there, and he said he enjoys his friends in Jesus. If we had let that tape keep rolling and listened to what he began to talk about, he began to describe Jesus and where Jesus lived and his circumstances as he was being born and being laid in a manger in the hay that was there. And what's interesting is that this was all a new story for him. I'm sure he had walked through Walmart one day and seen a picture, but he didn't know what it meant. This is a new story to learn about who this God is in Jesus Christ. Earlier this summer, we had our Explorer program for the kids on each Monday morning, and I led one of the first chapel times for the children, and I was struck by one of the questions, because as I reflected on what to talk about, I figured, well, let's begin with the basics, right? We'll talk about the Bible, and in the Bible, we learn about God and how God loves us. And one of the little boys piped up right away, and he said, "God loves me?" And I thought, that's something I've heard my whole life. But that was something new to him. And one of our family ministries folks, they came and they told me later, they said that was actually his first time in a chapel. He hadn't been in church. This is a brand new message. And so the ministries here at Ocala West were on the front lines of reaching children and youth and letting them know that there is a God who loves them. And he is revealed in Jesus Christ. And it's a message not only for our children and our youth, it's a message for our adults in the community. As more and more folks are the new retirees moving in, 50%, what are the baby boomers? They checked out of church a long time ago. And so for them to hear anew this message that they are unconditionally loved by God in Christ Jesus, there is a God who has a purpose for their life, a God who is calling them to be a part of his mission for the redemption of the world. A God who wants them to know what it means to have the experience of freedom, of forgiveness, and the joy from guilt. To know life and to have that abundantly. We think about all the different ways we want not only our children and youth, but our adults to grow. To not only know Christ in their life, but to grow in that faith. It's interesting, recently we began to ask some of the adults here at Ocala West, and we asked them one very broad question. We said, how have you grown through the ministries here at Ocala West? Wide open question, not entirely quite sure where they were going to go with it. One of the folks that we asked was Dale Marion. He is the chair of trustees here at the church. And I have to admit, I kind of suspected he might talk about the facilities or the buildings or things that have happened. But what he shared really surprised me. I invite you to take a listen.
I just found that Ocala West, after going to numerous churches when I moved to Florida, was the place that I kept coming back to, and there was something that drew me here. And what it was the open, warm, receptive congregation, the pastors being so willing to help, be helpful and share and help you grow in your love and worshiping God. The staff was always very helpful and friendly. And as I grew in my faith and became more comfortable talking about worshiping God, I found that it was like somebody just gave me a flower and made me smile and it just opened a door, and I just kept doing it more and more and more because I was so comfortable. It just felt natural. It just felt like this is a spot. This makes my heart feel good. I can pray to God, I can ask for God's guidance and direction and wisdom, and know that I don't have to be somebody that I'm not. I don't have to pretend to be somebody that I don't fit. I don't have the right tie or the right coat on or the right shoes. I can be myself and ask God for guidance, direction, and it's just been a fantastic place to be.
What an interesting story to share that part of his growth, his movement, was that sense over time of the environment here, the place here, the grace that allowed him to begin to share his faith and his talking of the worship of God more readily with people. That was what opened up for him. To be able to share his relationship with God, to be able to share it with others, to move from someone sitting in a committee meeting, nervous that someone's going to call on him to pray, to the person who's chairing the committee and he's leading the committee in prayer. To someone who is now able to sit and talk just off the top of his head in front of a camera and just share about his faith. That's some of the growth that we're seeing because of the ministries here at the church. And it's not just Dale. We see it in many different places. We asked someone else. Her name is Bobby Hacker. We asked her to share a little bit about how she has grown because of the ministries of Ocala West. And this is what she had to say.
Hi, my name is Bobby, and I've been with Ocala West for 8 years, six of which I've been a member. And up for the first 5 years, I came to church every Sunday. I listened to the sermons. I enjoyed most of them, and that was it until the next Sunday. But since Pastor Michael and Pastor Jen have been here, the first thing they did was to try to get us all involved in what we liked about the church, what we didn't like about the church, what we'd like the church to be. And I found that this is happening. I mean, it's actually happening. And I found myself all of a sudden being considered for a position as a volunteer for the respite care group for Silver Saints. I absolutely love Silver Saints. I can't begin to tell you what a blessing it is for me to be with these people. I know I'm helping the caregivers have a time off for themselves, but also I love these people, the care receivers that come in, and I think all of the volunteers do. And we are just a one big group that has so much fun together. We do all kind of things, games, songs, exercises, music, and we laugh. It's just such a blessing to be a part of that group. And also since they've been here, I've started going to small groups. I went to a refresh group this summer and absolutely loved that. I'm meeting so many nice people that I decided to go to the class on leading a small group. And I haven't done that yet, but it's on my list of things definitely that I want to do. And all I can say is praise God for this church. I absolutely love it.
And so we loved hearing from her and how it is that her life is being transformed. She went from someone who was, they would show up at church week after week and listen to the sermons, and some of them were good and some of them were bad. And let me just apologize now for the bad sermons. But week after week, but eventually something happened and she started getting more and more involved here in the life of the church as new ministries became available. And I asked her, you know, what was it? What was one of the catalysts? And she talked about SHAPE. And for those of you who have gone through new members, you know about SHAPE. And we've talked about SHAPE here at the church a little bit. SHAPE is where we take a look at how God has made you, how God created you. And so we talk about the spiritual gifts God has given you, the heart, the passion that you have, the abilities that God has given you, your personality and your life experiences. And we talk about how it is that God has made you in a way to be able to share in unique ways that you can to help build up the kingdom. And so she learned about her SHAPE and she learned about ways to fit in, to begin to serve out of her joy. And that's where everything began to change. And that's part of what we are about here at Ocala West. That's part of our mission, is to help people begin to know and understand the way God has made each one of us, that God has made you unique and specific, that God has a purpose for your life to live out of your joy. And it's one of the key things we talk about in every new member class, because each one of the vows of membership here at the church relate to our life, relate to the way that we are to walk faithfully with God. And one of them is through our service. Another is through our gifts. It's interesting what the psalmist says, is he says, you know, what can I repay to the Lord for the goodness that he has given to me? And there's all these different ways that we could think of, but what the psalmist says is he says, I will lift my cup of salvation. And I was curious when I read that, you know, what does that mean, to lift one's cup? And so I went back and I studied some of the scholars who have spent their life studying the ancient Near East and all the customs of the day, and what does that specifically mean? And it was interesting what they said. They said basically to lift your cup is a sign of honor and celebration. I thought, wow, some things haven't changed much. We do this during holiday seasons. We do this during weddings, where we lift our cup in honor and celebration of the bride and the groom. And so we are called, how do we repay the Lord for all the goodness that he has given to us? Number one, by honoring the Lord and celebrating the goodness that he has given. The second thing is the sense of fulfilling our vow to the Lord. And we see that in so many ways. We've seen that with Dale. We've seen that with Bobby. We've seen that in the way that their lives are being transformed as they give their lives into the hands of God. We also see this in the ways that we show up here at worship on Sunday morning, the way we pray and open our hearts to the reading of Scripture. And we also see it in the practice of giving. We know that God is a deeply generous giver who gives abundantly again and again, and God calls us to begin to reflect that goodness and that generosity and that giving in our lives, that we become more and more in the character of God. And that's the reason why we talk about giving here at Ocala West. That's what these stewardship series are about. They are first and foremost always about our need to give as disciples so that we can begin to more fully reflect the love and the character of who God is in our lives. It's interesting, I say this every new member class. It's the same thing. We always focus in because we know people come from many different backgrounds, many different experiences. For some people, what happens is the church sends them, basically, here's your budget, here's kind of a bill in the mail, and we want you to help cover the bill. And we don't want it to be about sending a bill in the mail. We want it to be about our response to God in joy. And so that's what we focus in our teaching. It was interesting, this past new member class, someone came up to me afterwards and they asked me this question. They said, okay, Pastor, so it's all about our need to give because God is generous, and so we're supposed to be generous. Got that. So tell me, why is it then that we need to fill this out? I thought, fair question. Good question to have. Next week, what we're going to do on Celebration Sunday is we take all of our commitment cards, and we bring them up here on the altar, and we ask God's blessing upon each one of them. And filling out this commitment card is a signed act of saying, I am going to give this as part of my thank offering back to God. This is part of the way that I'm going to respond to God for the goodness in my life. And it's part of not only us as individuals, but it's part of us as a church collectively. Oftentimes in Scripture, the word you is plural. It's the sense of all of us together giving a response back to God as a church and saying, this is what we are going to give. Now, there is the other side. There's also a critical piece as well, because what happens after Celebration Sunday? Well, some of our folks on our finance committee, they're going to sit down, they're going to add it all up, and they're going to say, okay, this is what we can do next year. So all of our ministries right now, they're kind of on pins and needles, because they have these dreams, they have these visions, they have ways of expanding, they have ways of reaching more people, extending the neighborhood, making sure that we can reach more people with the love of Jesus Christ. But what they don't know is whether or not we can. And that's what we learn next week. So it all comes down then to what are we as a church saying we are going to be willing to give. And so I invite you this week, as you go home, to prayerfully consider what you will write on this card. You'll notice on the back of the card there's a chart. And we invite you to find where is your giving on this chart right now, and to consider taking just one step up Just one. Imagine how many more ministries, how many more ways that we can reach people with God's grace and love and help and hope and healing if we all took just one step up. So I invite you to prayerfully consider that throughout this coming week. Every week, I turn on the news. I read in the newspaper. I see the things that are happening in the world, the needs in the world, and the darkness and brokenness in the world. And every week, I'm reminded why what we do is so critical. Because every life that is touched with the gospel, every child, every youth, every adult who learns about God's love for them, every person who begins to know that God created them uniquely and special to live out their joy and build for the kingdom becomes a person of light in the community. And in our world, we need light. And so I invite you to pray with me this day as we consider how we can share and shine this light brightly in our community this coming year. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we do thank you for the goodness that you have poured into our lives. And Lord, we lift our lives in honor, in celebration to all that you have given us and poured into our hearts. And Lord, help us fulfill our vows fully, to give our lives completely into your hands, that we may know life, and that abundantly. Lord, help us this coming week make decisions for you, that we will grow closer into your likeness and your love, that we may share your light in this hurting world. For it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.